It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Coming at you live in the morning, it's Adam Bash here with another This Day is History.
That's my radio DJ voice.
For the morning show, it's Adam Bash. Wow. Wow, wow, wee, wow.
You know, something like that. I don't know. It was a different direction I thought I was going to go with, but that hurts just to do for that exactly that amount of time. Hi, guys. It's me. It's Adam Bash. I'm here with another This Day is History. Boy, howdy. October has just been hitting them out of the park left and right. I haven't even looked at today's. Sometimes I say that and I'm lying, but this time I'm not even lying. I legitimately have not looked at today's. So we're gonna do that. First, we're gonna kind of go over who we got running in, right? So October 5th, yesterday, lost with the 3-2-1 lineup of Jesse Eisenberg and Brian Johnson, lead singer of one-time lead singer, I guess, of AC/DC, and Kate Winslet, number one. So we're going to move on. We're going to move on to today, October 6th, and we're going to see, is it better? Is it better than that? Because really, that's what we got to figure out. We got to figure out over the course of the year, what day has the worst celebrity birthdays? I explain it every week, and goodness gracious, every week I wish. I explain it every day, and I wonder how much of the time I could save if I didn't explain it every day. Maybe I'll just explain it in the show notes every day, and then people that don't know about the show can just read that. Or I guess it's explained in the explanation, like the description of the show on iTunes and in the feed. Man, I guess there's all different types of options that could work for this. Moving on along. Let's just take a look here at today's stuff. So let's see. 3-2-1. Well, first let's talk about some honorable mentions. Oh, sweet hachi-machi. So there's not a lot in the way of honorable mentions. Here's a basic gauge for you. The website that I use, and again, I don't think I've listed it or told anybody what I use yet, but I don't think I will. But when you pick a day and one of the top three in the list that they give you, which isn't always like, it's not the top three I go with. It's just the top three they go with. When one of the top three is a porn star, that's usually not a good statement about the day, just in general. There are some very famous and popular and well-known porn stars, but this is not even one of those. This is one of those porn stars that has three X's in her last name. So that should say something about just kind of the general vibe that we've got going on today. As far as honorable mentions, there really aren't any. The only name, hold on now. No, that's not the same one that I thought. They said Dixie Carter, but it's not the actress Dixie Carter. It's like a wrestler Dixie Carter, which is not what I wanted. Anyway, so no, the real Dixie Carter, not born on October 6th. That was a fake out, folks. The website faked me out. The only one that would maybe be notable is Jeff Davis, who you would know maybe if you saw him, only if you watched... whose line is it anyway? The newer version that came out, because he's one of the guys that stands up there with the other guys that you know better and like more. Okay, it's always Wayne Brady, Colin Mochrie, Ryan Stiles, and then just like someone else. Sometimes it's Greg Proops, but occasionally it's this dude, Jeff Davis. So you may know him. That's it as far as honorable mentions go. Yeah, that's about it. Let's go 3-2-1. It's real bad, folks. I'm not even going to pretend that it has a shot. It's real bad. Number three, Jeremy Sisto. Jeremy who? Jeremy Sisto. Well, who's Jeremy Sisto, you may ask? Well, he's a guy that if you saw his picture, you would say, okay, I remember this gentleman from something. I may not necessarily know what I remember it from. But I know him from something. He was on Law and Order for a while. He played a detective on Law and Order after, it was kind of a long run of replacing detectives on that show. But it was on the main Law and Order show. He played one of the detectives on there. And so maybe that's where you know him from. You may know him from 6 Feet Under. You may know him from, well, he was in the movie Clueless way back in the Disney. Sorry, I will never do that again. So it's possible that you may know him from that. He played just a real jerk. I don't know. I think he did. Most of the people in Clueless were jerks, except Paul Rudd. Paul Rudd's always cool. So that's it for the number two. Oh, wait, number three. I guess he's number three. Number two, we'll move on to number two. Two and three really could have flipped either which way. Number two is Amy Jo Johnson. Amy Jo Johnson, you may know best as the Pink Ranger. This website would like you to remember her as a songwriter. First and foremost, it's listed songwriter, comma singer, comma gymnast, comma musician, comma actor. Come on, let's get it together, folks. Enunciation is important. Actor. Did she do other stuff after the Power Rangers? I don't know. I wasn't really up to speed on Amy Jo Johnson's career. Okay. I mean, she's well known as being the Pink Ranger, and not even by me all that much. I didn't watch the Power Rangers. It really didn't click with me, so I never watched it. So I don't really even have much exposure to her as a Pink Ranger. Amy Jo Johnson is kind of a non-factor to me in all ways, shape, or form. Let's move on. Number one, the number one most famous and influential person born on October 6th. I feel real bad for y'all, October 6th, because even though she's delightful and is lovely in everything that she's in, boy, there's a lot bigger names in this world than Elizabeth Shue. Okay, Elizabeth Shue, perhaps best known, on a lot of things, I guess. Maybe best known for Leaving Las Vegas. I think that's the one that she got nominated for an Academy Award for. I remember her as a child of the 80s as being kind of the love interest of all of my favorite movies, from The Karate Kid to like Back to the Futures 2 and 3 and like Cocktail. Cocktail was not actually one of my favorite movies, but boy, did everybody want that to be a good movie. You know, some people, I guess, like Cocktail, but it was, boy, that's a terrible premise for a movie, Cocktail. Here's a movie about bartending. Have fun with it. It's not fun. It's not a fun movie. She was also kind of the lead role. I mean, not kind of. She was the lead role in Adventures in Babysitting, which is probably one of her best pieces of work. I mean, not that she did anything outstanding in that in and of itself, but Adventures in Babysitting is adorable. It's a great, great movie. And if you haven't watched it, you're missing out. It doesn't get talked about a lot when people talk nostalgia from the 80s movies. Adventures in Babysitting just goes unnoticed 9 times out of 10. But it shouldn't. So that was a great movie. So yeah, there we go. That's your 3-2-1. And, you know, again, like I said, I think Elizabeth Shue is wonderful. But if I'm going to have to compare her against Kate Winslet, I'm sorry, Elizabeth. I'm sorry. Kate Winslet has obviously done more than Elizabeth Shue. And if I look at the twos, if I compare just the straight twos, if I compare Amy Jo Johnson and Brian Johnson, well, I mean, okay, so the website says that Amy Jo Johnson is first and foremost a songwriter and singer. And I disagree. But if that's where we're going to put this battle down, hey, step into Brian Johnson's arena. Have fun with that. No. Even if you compare her acting aplomb to Brian Johnson's screeching and screaming, Brian Johnson, far more influential, far more important. The two is a win for October 5th as well. And let's look at the threes just for funsies. And we're going through this completely backwards. Why don't we just finish it all out? Jesse Eisenberg, who I have gone on the record as saying I do not enjoy, versus Jeremy Sisto. I mean, hey, who? Jeremy who? You know, Jesse Eisenberg's got this, right? Jeremy who? Yeah, no, not going to happen. So there he goes. Clean sweep, 3-2-1, all won by October 5th. October 6th, man, you know, as much as I like Elizabeth Shue and as much as I enjoy Adventures in Babysitting, that's no help whatsoever from the two and the three. There's no real honorable mention. I don't know. We started so strong to this month, and now all of a sudden I am just aghast at what we have before us. This day could be arguably worse than September 30th. And I know I'm not really supposed to compare across like that and like try to figure out, you know, September 30th is set aside and it's going to, we'll find out at the end. But man, October 6th is possibly the worst day that we've seen. And so that's kind of stunning. It may be a boring month here. It's possible. It may be a month where I say October 6th a whole lot and everybody sweeps right past them. Or, you know, we could turn around tomorrow and be just astounded at how far the bottom it may be. Maybe we haven't hit bottom yet. You know, maybe it's just even further down than we thought. Who knows? Or maybe we could just come back and be excited about the big names. You know, there's bound to be some big names coming up pretty soon. And so that would be exciting as well. Okay. But I get a pretty good feeling that probably for the foreseeable future, at least, we're going to be sitting here talking about October 6th and saying, hey, you guys a lot to worry about, folks. So, all right. So check me out next time. See you back here tomorrow on This Day is History. Stay fresh.
Happy birthday.